Hello, good morning. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Massachusetts Broadband Institute. We just want to hear from you about your experience with the internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. And I'm sorry, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 24? Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Hi. Yes, I'm 28.
Okay, thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay, ma'am? But how would you describe your gender, man, woman, or non-binary?
Woman.
Okay, how would you describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander?
I'm African.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school graduates, from college, not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's?
I have a bachelor's.
Thank you, ma'am. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, which of the following plans do you currently have? A data plan for a cell phone? Do you have that?
So I have a military plan with my family because I'm a veteran.
Okay.
And it's a unlimited data plan, so it's also international because when we get deployed we still
exactly.
have service outside of the U.S.
And thank you for serving the country. And
thank you.
So you have a home internet service plan also, right, with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And which company is your current internet service provider? Verizon, NetBlazer, Stomp, formerly known as RCN, Starry, Xfinity?
I have, I believe it's Comcast Xfinity. I believe it's Xfinity.
Yeah, Comcast Xfinity is the same. Yeah, how well does your home internet service work? Not good enough to meet my needs? Good enough to meet my needs?
It's actually been working really well. The only thing is the last few days, I believe maybe due to the weather, I did have some interruptions, but I reported it to my internet service and they were able to like troubleshoot it in my area and they realized that it was due to the weather.
No, I understand. I understand. Where are you located right now? In the east or the west? Because it's been really bad.
Located in the east coast in Boston. We actually just had a lot of snow. And there was an earthquake in New York. So the last few days have been like a lot of just nature stuff doing its thing.
Yeah, kind of rocky, right? But how would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say is very unaffordable, somewhat affordable, or very affordable? How would you describe it?
I would say for me it's very affordable because I get some veteran privileges, so like I pay less than like $15 for my internet service.
Yeah, that's the deal. But again, you know, you're doing a lot for the country. Now, how often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connection? Drop connections. Do you experience that not at all frequently? Not too frequently, somewhat frequently, or very frequently?
I would say not too frequently.
Mm-hmm. How about low connection speeds? Not at all frequently? Not too frequently, somewhat, or very frequently?
I would say not at all frequently. When the Wi-Fi is working, it's working. And when I have, you know, those, like, sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how often would you say you use the internet? Almost all the time, many times a day, a few times a day, once a day, a few times a week, once a week or less, rarely or never?
I would say I use it all the time. My phone automatically connects to Wi-Fi when I come home.
Right. So you're always in the internet, right? You always log in?
Yes.
Okay. And now, which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? You stop me when you hear the ones that applies to you, okay? Searching and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family, for work, searching and applying
for
it.
I use it for work.
Okay. Searching and applying for a job, using social media, reading news.
Oh, yeah, using social media.
Okay, reading the news, participating in your local community, healthcare.
I do that as well.
Okay.
Participating in the local community.
And how about healthcare or telehealth services, or general internet searching, or finding transportation information? Any of those you use?
I do use it for general searching. Amongst that, I use it for also, like, if I have to look up, like, a GPS or a route to get somewhere, I usually drive.
Okay. So you use the public transportation. Now, which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore. I know you told me you have your service, so you always connect it on your own phone. But I'm required to read verbatim, okay, man? So stop me when you hit this. Which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore, a library, or community center. A public space such as a park or government building, a friend or family member's home, a workplace.
I would say a government building because the only other place I use my laptop is at work in my office, and we have a secure Wi-Fi network because of the information that we.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, how about, that will also include a workplace computer, right? At work?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. And Wicked Free Wi-Fi or the City Free Wi-Fi Network, do you use that one?
I try not to because I always have to be on a secure web network.
Understood.
So I prefer not to use the free ones because I know everyone has access to it. Exactly. But when I do use it, I have a secure desktop that I can log in. It's like an extra protection, like authentication.
And we're going to talk about
that. With a lot of Yeah.
Yeah. How about school, college, or university? Do you use the internet services at those places? Yes or no?
Yes. Sometimes I use the internet at UMass Boston at the library.
Okay. And how frequently would you say you use the City Boston Wicked Free Wi-Fi Network, which allows you to connect to the internet for free in public spaces? Would you say it is not at all, not too frequently, somewhat frequently, very frequently, or you don't know? Well, obviously, you know.
I would say somewhat frequently, especially on my phone, because I feel more comfortable using it on my phone.
Understood.
Yes.
Okay, now moving right along. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides a discounted internet service for low-income households? Yes or no?
Yes, I have heard about it. And I actually, when I was not working momentarily, I applied for it and I was accepted. However, I received an email that said that they're ending it. Is that true?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's the reason we're doing this study, okay, see if they want to continue this. Now, are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and
I am, actually.
And does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use, like computers, smartphones, tablets, or other internet-enabled devices? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the internet? The tablet, laptop or computer, a cell phone?
Laptop and cell phone.
Okay. Desktop computer, no? Just those two?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provided by a tech goes home, or provided by a child school? Provided by the public library long-term lending program, or we own the laptop?
It's a work laptop.
So,
provided
by work, okay. Thank you. Now, how confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? Participating in your local community. Do you feel not confident at all when you use the internet on that, or not too confident? Somewhat confident or very confident? How do you feel?
I do feel very confident using the internet on my phone. But I try to avoid using public Wi-Fi on my work laptop just because it's a HIPAA regulation, and it's to protect the personal information of the applicants that I work with. But I do feel very comfortable connecting my phone, my tablet.
When participating in your local community, you feel very confident. Now, how about when applying for benefits for you or your family? When you use the internet for that purpose, do you feel not confident at all? Not too confident? Somewhat confident or very confident?
I feel very confident, and okay. I think it's amazing that there's a resource like that to get more resources, you know, because you do need the internet to access resources.
Okay, how about transportation information? Did you use the internet for that?
I usually use my phone for GPS directions.
And yes. You feel very confident when you do that? Somewhat? Not too or not at all?
I feel very confident.
Okay. How about general internet searching? Same question, same options. Not too confident?
Yes, I feel confident. Very confident, yes.
How about searching and applying for a job? Very, somewhat, not too, or
very
not at all.
Confident.
Very confident. How about healthcare or telehealth services? When you use the internet for that kind of purpose, very, somewhat, not too, or not at all confident?
Very confident.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along. I appreciate your patience on the line, believe me. Have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills? This could be computer skills, navigating the internet, certain programs, etc. Yes or no?
Yes, I have taken it through my job.
Okay. Would you be interested in digital skills training if it were offered free or charge? Yes or no?
Yeah, I would take that opportunity. Okay. That's a good opportunity.
And what kind of digital skills training would you be most interested in? In-person classes, online classes, or do-it-yourself training model? Or in-person support from a friend or instructor, or none of these? Which ones would you prefer?
I'm open to all, but I really do prefer in-person classes because in-person. I learn better and I can focus better. But I do prefer, I like all of them.
Understood. Okay. And now if you were to take digital skills classes in person, would you prefer to take those classes at a public library near you, at a public school near you, at a religious center, at a community center such as a YMCA, or at a council on aging? Which one would you prefer?
I'm okay with all of those, but I think I would prefer like a community center or a library.
Okay. Let me see right here. A public library near you. Okay. Now, what kinds of digital skills topics would you be most interested in? Navigating the internet, basics of using a computer, or how to fix issues on a computer, using a social media, downloading new software on a computer, how to create and send an email, internet safety, how to use telehealth, how to pay bills online.
I would say internet safety, and the other thing is I would love to learn how to use the Microsoft, the Microsoft package, like all the... PowerPoint, Excel, Word.
I understand. So that would be downloading new software on a computer, right? It would help you.
Yeah.
Okay. And how to navigate on your cell phone? Well, you already know that one. Let's move on, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, how concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say that you are not at all concerned, not too concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned when it comes to your safety and the internet?
I would say somewhat concerned because I do understand that there's people there's some people that use the internet for the wrong things. But I also trust that, you know, it's just life. Things happen. Karma happens.
Now, which of the following are you concerned about that my data could get stolen and used without my consent? That I could be tracked or surveilled, or that I will, or that a loved one, or could get scammed or tricked, or that a loved one could get, could be harassed or abused online, or none of these. Now, which one's concerned?
I would say definitely definitely my information being used without my consent. That's the number one thing. And then I'm being surveilled because I believe everyone should have privacy.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Now, do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online? Yes, you do, or no, you don't?
Yes, I actually have a secure, it's an authentication that I log into.
Okay.
And then with my social medias, I make sure to have, certain secure measures to make sure if someone is trying to log in or if I'm trying to log in, I always get a notice.
You get a notice, that's excellent. Now, which of the following tools do you use to stay safe online? I know you mentioned them already, but I'm required to read verbatim. Do you use the firewall, antivirus software, dual authenticator login? I think that's when they give you the warnings, right? Secure Boston or password manager?
I would say I use the first three that you said. And it's the last one.
The password manager. Okay, thank you. Now, how frequently do you use the city of Boston website? Would you say never, less than monthly, a few times a month, weekly, or more than weekly?
I would say weekly.
Okay, weekly. Thank you. Now, when you use the city of Boston website, how well does it work for you? Would you say it works not well at all, not too well, somewhat well, or very well?
I would say very well. I haven't had any issues.
Okay. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. How many people, including yourself, currently live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many?
Two people. It's just me and my partner.
Oh, two people. Okay, thank you. And how many children under the age of 18 currently live in your household? Zero?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you live in affordable housing? Affordable housing is defined as housing subsidized by a housing authority, paid for through a voucher or in a building run by a private developer. Now, you do or you don't?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Thank you.
I did. The rent is so expensive.
Yeah. Went to Cambridge. I think they still have rent control in Cambridge. Now, what language are spoken regularly at home? Just English?
I speak French as well.
Okay. I love French. We'd love to learn that. Now,
parler un peu de français.
Now, were you born on the island of Puerto Rico, on the mainland United States, or in another country?
I was born in another country.
Okay, thank you. Now you're bragging about your French, huh?
No. I love any time I get to use it, I love it.
Yeah, I know. When you learn a new language, you can't wait to actually practice it. Now, which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual or straight, gay or lesbian, or bisexual?
Straight.
Okay. Are you transgender, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Yes, I have served. No longer active duty.
Understood. Now, do you identify as a person with a disability? Yes or no?
No.
And disability is defined as a physical, emotional, or mental health conditions that result in limitation to activities or restrictions to full participation at school, at work, at home, or in a community. You say no, right? Now, do you belong to a North American, indigenous, a native, or a tribal group? Yes or no?
No.
Do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs? SNAP, WIC, SSP, Social Security Income, MassHealth, Medicaid, or other? Or none of the above?
I have MassHealth Connector.
Okay. MassHealth Connector. Okay. Thank you. Now, were you ever formerly incarcerated? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay, that contains your income. 25 to 39,000, 40 to 59,000, 60
I would say
to
the first one.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And again, thank you for serving the country. Enjoy the rest of the day, okay, ma'am? Stay warm.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Likewise. Thank you.
Bye.